From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. NBA Playoffs, Fan Forum, Conference Finals, Cavaliers, Celtics, Warriors, Spurs. Our episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. Should be an interesting take as far as Eastern Conference. A lot of people have the Cavaliers going right through the Boston Celtics. We have the Warriors right now kind of having their way. 2-0 lead over the Spurs as we speak. Talking with the Conference Finals, we'll see how that goes in the West as well. And even a little bit of intake as far as the NBA draft lottery, which was a disgrace, man. It was terrible, man. It's so rigged, it's not even funny. I mean, come on. We're talking about the two story franchises in the league's history, the Celtics and the Lakers. And even on the Celtics part, we know that they got Brooklyn's pick from the trade from a couple of years ago. And they get the next year's first round. I mean, these teams that are in the league right now, like your franchises like the Sacramento Kings, for a long time it was the Los Angeles Clippers. We had for a little bit the Orlando Magic before they landed Shaq, even after they landed Shaq. And then if you want to count the Brooklyn Nets, the New Jersey Nets, whatever you want to call Nets, these teams are just taking space of their poor production and management. They're taking up collateral of just allowing franchises like the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers, and kudos to them, to when they get a little bad stretch for whatever 3-4 year stretch out of their 60-70 year history, and then they have the opportunity to reload on number one draft picks. More kudos to them. But this thing is really nonetheless, man. I mean, this is crazy. The Boston Celtics got the first pick of the NBA draft. Who knows? They might trade down. They may trade up. Whatever, man. This shit is rigged like fuck, yo. But that's what I got to say, yo. We're going to talk a little bit of playoffs, a little NBA draft. I got to bring on our dude, Mark, man. And I want to get his take on the NBA draft lottery, Cavs, Celtics, Warriors, Spurs. My dude, what's going on? How's everything?
What's going on, Steve?
This shit is a travesty with this lottery, the playoffs. Man, please, man, you already know how I feel about it, man. How do you feel about this crap?
Man, you know how I feel about a whole bunch of stuff, man. I could take you back a couple of years about LeBron leaving Cleveland. And it's funny how Cleveland got the number one pick in the last 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me this stuff ain't rigged. And that's just like Mutombo last year tweeted out, you know, congratulations to the Sixers on getting the first pick. And they didn't even take the cards out of the safe. So how did he know that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they do whatever they want, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just that it's entertainment. And that's how we got to look at it, man, because if it's a storyline, they're going with it. And that's how sports is now, man. I just got finished watching the Canelo-Chavez fight. Now, granted, Chavez is not on Canelo's level, but he's not a bum. You know what I'm saying? He didn't even show up. You know what I mean? So, I mean, when you say fixed, rigged, come on, man, that's entertainment business, man. It's too big. It's just too big. Now, getting to the Cleveland-Boston series.
Yeah, how you feel about that?
It's a mismatch. Boston's best chance is tonight. Win tonight, because they will get swept. I just don't think nobody in the East, no matter if you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, 8 seed, it don't matter. You're not beating LeBron. You know what I mean? His team is strong enough to win the East. And Isaiah Thomas, they won't be able to hide him on, quote unquote, a non-scorer, because if you see J.R. Smith, J.R. Smith is a scorer. He will score on him. They can't put him on Kyle Korver. He moved too much. So he won't be hitting in this series because LeBron will find him. I give LeBron that much credit. He will find the mismatch and exploit it because of his unselfishness. Yeah, old man face, you know. That's the only dude I know, 32, look like he's 60. you know what I'm saying? You know, I just think that Boston is a gritty, tough team, but that's not enough to beat Cleveland.
So, I mean, they have options to post Isaiah Thomas up. He is a liability. I mean, as much of a scoring punch that he brings to the table, but even Kyrie Irving, look at him, he's like, yo, I could post him up too if I wanted to. Kyrie Irving has the ability to post him up as well.
But you know what, Steve? Kyrie is one of the few guys that really know how to post up. And if you looked at the last series, Bradley Beal tried it. That's not his game. He couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, just because he's small, you think you can post him up. A lot of dudes don't know how to post up. You know what I mean? It's not in their repertoire. But Kyrie does it, and he does it well, and he will crush Isaiah Thomas. Now, granted, Isaiah will crush him because Kyrie don't play no defense. But Isaiah will not be hitting in this series.
Let me ask you this. Let me put a devil's advocate. You mentioned if the Celtics were going to have a chance in the series, it's pretty much to win game one at home. Do you think the Celtics close out defense, their perimeter defense, Avery Bradley, Trey Crowder, Jaylen Brown, all these other guys, do you think they have an opportunity to make Cleveland miss their three-pointers? Because that's their game. It's about LeBron going to the rim and kicking out, shooting threes all day long. And if the Cavs, if they could slow that down, you think the Celtics could maybe squeeze out two or three games? What do you think the Celtics, you give the Celtics defense some sort of shot?
I mean, I think the defense will hold up maybe two, maybe three quarters, but definitely not four quarters. I just don't think, I'll put to you like this, Steve, right before the season ended, Cleveland went in there and beat them by 30. It was sort of like a statement game.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right before the end of the season. But it's funny how Cleveland managed to lose the last couple of games and lose the number one seed. I'll tell you why he did it. LeBron, I don't hate LeBron for it. It was just a smart thing. But when you say great guys like Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, when they got a chance to grab the number one seed, they grabbed it. No matter who they got to play, that's just the competitors and those kind of guys. Now LeBron took the easy road. He figured if they grab it on one seed and play the Bulls, Jimmy Butler, Rajon Rondo, and Dwayne Wade would give them some kind of problem. So he figured, well, if we lose and get the second seed, we play the Pacers.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweep the Pacers because the Pacers only got Paul George. And you play the winner of the Milwaukee-Toronto series. But damn,
yep.
That's another easy series. I'm not faulting you for
yep.
it. But when you mention Michael Jordan and all this stuff and you say LeBron, you know what I'm saying? Because even Kobe wouldn't have did that. If it's the number one seed to be had, they taking it. And that's the only problem I have with LeBron, you know what I mean? So, of course, if you're going to call me the number one LeBron hater, and I don't hate the dude. It's just that the little stupid shit he do that make me don't like him.
It's smart.
you know what I'm saying? It was a smart,
yeah.
smart on his part. You know what I mean? Because you want to be fresh before you get your ass kicked by Golden State. So why not grab the second seed and have to face Boston at the end? You know what I mean? So that's how I take it, Steve. I mean, I can't see it no other way.
Yo, what do you think about that Warriors and Spurs right now? It's all over. You did the Spurs come back and win game three. What's your thought?
You know what's funny, Steve? I think game one meant a lot because you up 25 in Golden State and lose the game. You saw what happened last night. So I think it's going to be a continuation, and they might get swept. Not mm-hmm. I wouldn't put no money on it, but I'm saying there's a strong possibility that they will get swept. Because Kawhi, he got that injury, you know what I mean? He retweaked it, you know what I mean? And that's a nagging injury for an athletic guy who has to do a whole hell of a lot for his team. So I think it's over, you know. And for people to say the dude from Golden State did that intentionally, man, they don't play basketball. I saw no intent on that play with Kawhi got hurt again. I saw no intent. I said, because if I'm a dirty player, Steve, and you were shooting that ball, I would have stuck my front part of my foot out so you could get more of it. You see what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
I just think because Zaza Pachulia got a bad rap as a dirty player that they were saying he did it intentionally, and I don't see it. I watched it numerous times, and I just didn't see it.
Yeah, it's a bad break for the Spurs. I don't think they could go far. Kawhi Leonard is that team, honestly. There's no way around. They were going to have a hard time with him, let alone without him. You know, this team is loaded. The Warriors, not even just the starting lineup, the bench. I mean, a lot of the players that's coming off the bench could probably be starters on some other team, like some poor
yes.
team, but starters on the rest. It's too much, man. That's too much. And that's not the way it gets the Spurs. It's just the way it's designed.
Yeah, I look at it like this, Steve. I mean, if you want to do a contest, a comparison, I look at Golden State and Houston running the same offense. The difference is you got more streaky shooters in Houston. You saw that game one. Saw a little bit of game two. You know, they had their little struggles here and there. The difference is you got legit shooters in Golden State, meaning that they could be off of, you know, two or three quarters, but it won't be four quarters. And I think that's the difference. Not saying that Houston had bums that was scored. No, that's not it. It's the fact that you got pure shooter in Klay Thompson, Durant, and Stephen Curry. You know what I mean? And they could fill it up quick. Because the team is so unselfish. And like you said, they bench. People didn't give their bench credit because they so used to seeing the old bench. And what the old bench did, you know, it helped them when they win the 72 game or 73 games that they were like, you know, they ain't just saying Golden State. But I think they are. And I think JaVale McGee, it will be an X factor in a lot of the situations because you're not going to stick them. And he's going to get long rebounds, tip-ins, dunks from running the floor because he's athletic. So I think you got a lot to contend with when you play Golden State. It ain't just Stephen Curry, Durant, and Klay Thompson.
Yeah, you know, I think it is over probably in five. I'll even give San Antonio one. That's pending with an asterisk. Kawhi Leonard is playing. If he's not playing, it is over. I mean, it is over. If he's not playing, it's a wrap. Then they go down 3-0, it's definitely a wrap. Even if he did came back. It's sad because, Mark, the NBA playoffs, we grew up in a time where every game was, like, you know, tense. It was very edge-of-your-seat type of entertainment basketball competition. The 2017 NBA playoffs up to this point has been a snooze fest. I'm like trying to find a game. I mean, the Wizards-Celtics series gave me a little bit something, but even that series had a lot of blowouts. I'm hoping. I think we're saying the same thing. The Cavaliers are going to beat the Celtics, but make me see something that makes the Cavs work. You know, I think the Celtics can make the Cavs work, and at least give me that. Kind of like what you said about Chavez Jr. Versus Alvarez. You know, give us a fight. Give us something. You know, don't lay down and take the money.
Yeah, and the reason I use that analogy, Steve, is because you nor I knew the Triple G fight was already set. And now it make a whole hell of a lot of sense with Oscar De La Hoya and Bernard King and Golden Boy Promotions going to Chavez and saying, listen, you Canelo tuna fight for this next fight. Lay down, and I'll get you a couple fights. Because there's no way. I watch boxing too long, Steve, to know that Chavez Jr. was not on Canelo's level, but he's not a bum. And when you fight at close quarters with him, he's a brawler. And he did none of that. You know what I'm saying? It made Canelo look like he was Floyd in that ring. And it pissed me off to the point where it's nowhere where you could not have seen that. You know what I'm saying? And then I switched to the James Harden situation. How are you a viable asset to your team and you don't take a shot in the first quarter of an important playoff game? And not only that, you look so bad, and then y'all lost by 40 at home. See, I can see you lose a close game at home. Maybe 5 points. I even see 10 points. You know what I'm saying? San Antonio playing a hell of a game. You lose by 40 at home, Steve, in the playoffs. And you're a candidate for MVP of the year. Come on, man. It made it so obvious, man. Everybody was talking about it should have been an investigation on James Harden, what he did. Now, the first two games, y'all was unstoppable. Like, the pick and
roll. And they lost with no Kawhi Leonard, too, on top of that.
Exactly. So that's another head scratcher. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to dissect sports that way because people think I'm just looking for something. But Steve, it's clear as day. It's clear as day. You know what I mean? But they want us to watch it because it's entertainment. But you're insulting my intelligence on top of it.
It's terrible indeed, man. Terrible indeed. That is a disgrace because who saw what happened in game one, like you said, with the blowout? Because they're streaky shooters, like you said. Houston is built around a bunch of one-dimensional streaky shooters. Maybe one or two guys outside of Harden could create his own shot. But most of those guys like to live behind that perimeter and just launch away. They went from that to game six where without a Kawhi Leonard, it got dragged all over Houston, literally dragged all over Houston. And Harden is like you said, why? Like, it's just, it looks fishy. It does look suspect.
I'm just calling it as I see it, you know what I mean? And I'm watching the game, and I'm in total disbelief because I'm saying to myself, I'm like, and what did Houston get hang their hat on is playing hard at home. You know what I'm saying? And to lose by 40, that's embarrassing, man. You lose by 40 in a meaningful game. It's embarrassing.
It is. My next thing is... Oh, go ahead. And then I have a next point. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying for a guy that's running up, I mean, a candidate for MVP.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put the same shoe on Russell Westbrook, now granted, Russell Westbrook can shoot, can have a game for the ages, and then he can have a game, you're like, damn. But he'll go down, he'll die trying. Harden, for some reason, and it's in my opinion, Steve, he quit. In my opinion,
yeah.
I think he quit. There's no way in the world that team with no Kawhi Leonard can beat you by 40. It's no way a team without Kawhi Leonard can beat you by 40. A team
look at the disparity. You said, and I agree, Houston is a watered-down version of the Warriors, meaning as far as
exactly.
The way they attack offensively. Meaning
yes.
Houston is more one-dimensional when it comes to the perimeter shooting, where Golden State could create their own shots. they find multiple ways to go about getting their own shot. Both teams were at home. Both teams had the same situation with no Kawhi Leonard. You had a variance or a discrepancy of 70 points between the two games if you take what the Warriors blew them out, blew out the Spurs in game two versus what the Spurs blew out the Rockets in game six. You're talking about a 70-point differential, close of just about. And the Warriors are not too – I mean, the Rockets are not too far behind peak-wise behind the Warriors, in my opinion. Like when the Warriors and the Rockets play, they can play against – the Rockets give them hell. You know?
Yes. And that's what was so odd, that you could look at a game and you could say, everybody off, it happens. They dumb shooters. It happens. But the one guy that been consistent all year didn't take a shot. And the first quarter was not even close for him not to be taking shots. That's the odd part. That was a head scratcher.
Let me ask you real quick before we get off, because we already talking about Celtics, Cavs, and like I think we want to see a competitive game, maybe a competitive series if the Celtics can. I think Celtics have the heart. I think they have a team where guys who come to work. I don't see them laying down. If they get beat or blown out, I think it's a lot because the Cavs are on fire. I mean, that's the way I see it. But I gotta take it back about 30, 31 years. This is not the first time the Celtics were a high seed, Mark, and they got the number one pick. I mean, we saw this before where they were in the 80s and they ended up landing Len Bias, and you know what happened with that story. So
yes, I agree.
This is happening all over again. You know, the Celtics and the Lakers. Just a reason.
If you think about it, who were the first three picks in this draft?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you talking about the franchise?
Philadelphia,
yeah, you know,
Boston, and the Lakers. They want to make these three teams viable, man.
Absolutely.
That's the history. Those three teams. They controlled the late 70s, early 80s.
Correct. Why is that, though? Why do you think that's the case? Why? If the NBA is doing so well, why go back to steering back to the old school with the Lakers? I thought the Raiders were doing great and all that. But the Lakers are always stocked up. The Celtics, you see what's happening with the Celtics. I mean, they've given the picks away to the Celtics from these other franchises.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, that was just a heads-up smart GM and Danny Ainge when he recognized that his big three was over the hill and Brooklyn was dumb enough to take those guys and give up their future like that. I mean, I got that part, you know what I'm saying? But if you think about it, how much more money the NBA would make, because Philadelphia, L.A., and Boston is money market cities. We both agree on that.
Yep.
If you can build those three franchises, that's more money. It's all about the dollar and cents, Steve. They don't care about nothing else. We all can agree on that right now. That it's dollars and cents, and that's all it is. That's why they let the Sixers tank. And it's funny because the commissioner planted Jerry Colangelo here. He appointed the Sixers. Jerry Colangelo. Like, what commissioner makes somebody go to a certain team? That was odd to me. Like, it's none of your business of who running a team and what GM they. You can't appoint a GM to no team. That's what makes stuff start to look fishy. That's just like David Stern when he went part ownership. He took over the New Orleans Hornets. And he rejected Chris Paul going to the Lakers, but allowed him to go to the Clippers. You know what I mean? Certain things like you, like, huh? That's how they speak. I'm telling you, man, I'm only throwing this stuff at you because it's so simple They're easy to see. They're not hiding it no more. It's just downright insulting to your intelligence.
So what do you think is going to happen? You think the Celtics are going to stay with their pick and use it and get one of the guards? I mean, it's kind of, it's pretty much either the Washington kid or the kid from UCLA, I believe. I mean, it's kind of quite obvious. What do you think the Celtics are going to do? I think that's the next question.
Here's my take on that. Everybody keeps saying Boston don't need no guard. Those guys ain't no world beaters. It's just that Marcus Smart is a greedy defensive type of guard. He's no real scorer. Avery Bradley showed you here and there he can score. But remember, Avery Bradley was on a trade block last year. So I think Boston is going to keep their pick, and they're going to draft Markelle Fultz. And he can play the two, and he can play the one. And he's going to be in the backcourt with Isaiah Thomas. And what they're going to do is Brad Stevens, Coach Gordon Hayward, if he could finagle him out of Utah, and now they got their three. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see everybody's theory on, oh, he got too many guards. No. You pick the best player available. And the best player available, according to everybody you listen to, is Markelle Fultz. So Boston is going to draft Markelle Fultz and trade Avery Bradley. Trust me. Avery Bradley is expendable when you got a Markelle Fultz. Avery Bradley only 6'1". Trust me.
So then on the Lakers side, then it's good that Lonzo Ball is probably going to the Lakers, no doubt. There's no way Magic passes up him.
Yeah, because
you
think about it.
Boy, LaVar Ball is going to love that.
Yeah. Margin Mouth, he going to love it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's the right pick.
Next to the Joker?
Yeah, it's the right pick because you want to bring back Showtime. You want to bring back Showtime, and but here's the thing, though, Steve. Here's the thing. Now, Alonzo Ball can be a Jason Kidd type. He can pan out to be like a Jason Kidd, or he can look like Ricky Rubio. Remember all the hype, but never really pan out. He could be either or.
I don't see that at all. Nah, I he's more kid as far as the court vision. You could tell somebody who knows, like anticipating plays. He has an act of making guys be at a spot they don't even think they're going to be at. But he's even more. See, the crazy thing about him, he's athletic. He's athletic. He could jump, but he's not going to use his athleticism to be his game. His game is going to be just make everybody better, which will probably have a longer career like that. But even in this set, you know what his jump shot reminds me of? It finally hit me. You know what his jump shot reminds me of? His form. It looks like Kelvin Martin. Hits you just like him, yo. Remember him? And they look alike, too. They look alike. And he shoots like him. And you know Kelvin Martin's like,
No, Lonzo Ball look like Lou Ferrigno. He look like Lou Ferrigno. Without the steroids.
Yo, we gotta end
this. A non-steroidal Lou Ferrigno.
Yo, we got it right on the tail, man. Yo. That's it, man. We done with it, yo. Yo, thanks for coming on and talking NBA playoffs, man, on this conference finals. Cavs, Celtics, Warriors, Spurs, NBA draft lottery, rigged stuff. Oh man, that took the cake, man. Yo, that was hilarious. Good one. That's on the money, man. That's a technical foul. You're hanging on the rim on that one, man. You got it right. You sure too. No, nobody else. It kind of looks like you ever saw Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents, whatever the sequel is, and Ben Stiller had the kid. By the Mexican chick? The son?
Yes.
Somewhere in between that, man.
Oh. Yo, man, that's funny.
Yo, we got to go, man. Shout out to the bandit, man. Bleeboo, man. Oh, congratulations on getting LeGarrette Blount, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh shit. We're gonna rant about that on Thursday.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.